I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Angry protests and urgent prayers. That's what's characterizing Romania right now. In light of political corruption and upheaval, the church there could use your support. Did you know that your life could change if you were to ask one simple question? Those stories and more coming up today on Mission Network News. But first, let's go to Europe, where there are a lot of protests hopping into the international scene, and Romania's no exception. Romania's prime minister-to-be was accused of stealing money from the government. His party then passed an emergency law decriminalizing offenses by government officials 2 weeks ago. And that's when the protests started, the largest that Romania has seen since the revolution nearly 30 years ago. Now, that law has since been repealed, but protesters are demanding resignations. Operation Mobilization's Raluca Cardos in Romania says, meanwhile, young evangelicals are blanketing their cities in prayer.
After the people that were protesting went home in the evenings, they would gather in the city centers and they would pray for the country and for the government and for the people in power that they will really rule the country in a godly manner.
Please join Romania's Christians in praying for justice and peace, politically, socially, and spiritually.
I just want to thank you so much for being involved and being there for us in prayer and just being concerned about our country. It means a lot for us to know that we're not alone in this battle, that we have good friends even over the ocean. So thank you to all that will pray for Romania.
Next, Pakistan is one of the worst countries in the world for Christian persecution, but it didn't stop this one man, Habib, who wanted to share God's good news with his family. FMI's Bruce Allen shares.
Habib did indeed have opportunity to share his faith with his family, and they promptly tried to kill him, throwing him off the top of a building. Providentially, he had landed in a pile of sand that was being used for construction, like mixing cement.
Although he was hurt, Habib fled with his wife and kid, and still he prayed. And then, while recently in Pakistan, Ellen had the opportunity to witness Pakistanis publicly declaring their faith.
At the end of that day, having a conversation with just some of the people who were baptized, we discovered that it was Habib's family that had gotten baptized, his mother's father, several of his siblings, in-laws, things like that. So it was such an encouraging, we'll say, turn of events.
Just the act of baptism alone could be enough to have a Christian killed. But then to see Habib's family, who once sought his death and now risk their own to follow Christ, that's nothing short of miraculous. So please, keep on praying for guys like Habib and their families and the work of the gospel in all of those lives. And finally, Mission Eurasia's Wally Kulikov gets asked a lot of questions about their work, but no question brings a bigger smile to his face than this one.
I'm a very practical person, and I would like to do hands-on ministry. What can I do for Mission Eurasia? I want to be used of God in another culture.
It means that somebody's about to go on a life-changing faith journey. Literally. Mission Eurasia is offering 3 short-term mission trips to summer camps in July for people who are asking that question.
In Ukraine, we have 3 locations. So we have Zaporozhye and Kremenchuk are 2 locations where we have strong School Without Walls ministries. The other location, Korestin, is a group that I'm taking. 5 people will build the playground, and then 10 individuals will be in the children's summer camp.
Don't feel equipped to share the gospel in another language? Don't let that hold you back.
We'll teach you how to evangelize a child, the gospel message, or the wordless book. And so these are wonderful opportunities for American churches, young people, and people to just come alongside of Mission Eurasia and begin ministry together with us.
Applications are due April 1st. The links for these trips are at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, the service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.